Hi, Soul Fam. I want to say thank you so much for all your love and comments and DM. After I posted my post recently about owning and reclaiming my lineage and owning the fact that I am a curandera, I am a medicine woman, and I got so much love from you, and I wanted to say thank you. And I got a few sisters encouraging me to share here. They're like, Nat, share online, make a video. So here I am. I said to some of my sisters that I know I've got a lot of messages, people saying, I've always seen you like this. You've always been this magical, amazing, divine, sacred, feminine leader and teacher, healer, and so on. This is news to me that it's a big deal for you to claim the fact that you are a curandera, a medicine woman, because I've always seen you like this. But to me, it was a layer of peeling back some more ego, some more pain, some more wounds, and owning the fact that I was playing small. I was hiding a little bit because I'm like, oh no, who am I to say these things? Who am I? I got to remain humble. This is going to look like I'm bragging. This is going to look like I think I'm, you know, like too much. I have to contain myself. I don't want to share too much testimonials with everybody and share all these facts that I can see so much divine visions when I'm in my beautiful channel of healing for my clients. So much success stories. There's one beautiful, profound success story. This woman came to me and she had so much guilt and so much grief in her sacred chakra because of a choice she made. And in the session, I don't just do Reiki, I channel more and I connect to the angelic realm and the goddesses and the universe, God, Christ, whoever you call upon your higher powers, I call my higher powers. And I literally seen, like, it was a vision. And I saw her grandmother tell me, this is not her pain. This is from her mother's side. It's either her mother or great-grandmother lost a child at 2 years old. And this guilt and this pain that this woman is carrying is because of that. The lineage, the wound from the trauma of her greats. So I told her this. So she goes home and she says to her mother, Mom, has anyone in your family lost a child? And her mom was like, taken back. Her mom was like, why do you ask? Yes, my mother lost a two-year-old before I was born. And this woman was like, like in shock and in tears. And that to me was a divine miracle because I trust spirit. I trust God. I trust my higher self. I trust myself fully. That was a beautiful success story. And I called her baby spirits to her afterwards. After that session, she came to see me for many healing sessions for Rise. And then I invited the baby souls into her womb. And in the invitation, it's like the souls need to be coached. I invited them and I saw two baby spirits, those twins. And I said, this womb is a safe space. She's ready to be your mother. This earth is safe. You're going to be loved. We release all negative karmic ties and negative cellular memory from other timelines. All past lives are cleared and healed. This is a sacred womb for you. She's ready for you. And she got pregnant with twins. And she's a happy mother. And when I see those wins, I just feel so overjoyed. But I don't share this enough because I was like, oh, well, no, this is private. But guess what? I'm not giving you her name. I'm allowed to share things without giving you names. And I realized I was hiding a little bit. So then I did a medicine journey and it came a divine message to me. Like, I am an 18th century medicine woman. And when I heard that and I seen so much visions and then I touched my friend and I got information. And I saw her grandmother, and I even got the name of her grandmother. And I got all these visions, and my friend was crying. She said she got a spiritual breakthrough, because how did I get her name? And the way that her grandmother was working through me was healing her. So what I heard was, I am a channel, but it's like a shape-shifting. But what came was, I shapeshift into the archangels. I shapeshift into God. I shapeshift into goddess. I shapeshift into my ancestors. It's not like, oh, I turn into a little bird or panther. No, like what you see in TV or what other people's cultures may believe. I'm telling you my vision and what I heard from myself. my soul as an 18th century medicine woman, and I am a shapeshifter in terms of I allow the beings of light to work through me. So I channel God. I channel the angels. It's not like just like saying, oh, Archangel Michael, come here and cut and clear all these, you know, negative things to protect. And he's here, yes. But it's like I drop down, my humanness drops down and it allows them to come through. And then so much amazing breakthroughs have been happening in this past season. And there's so much more to share. This is a mini podcast episode, okay? Oh, and then I heard you have to show up as this medicine woman you are. You are a curandera. You have to show up. So then I Googled things because I wanted to see, like, what is that? To feel comfortable knowing that I can own this. Yes, this is true. I do get visions. I do have dreams to come true. I do work with medicine. I do call on all the beings of light. I do call on my ancestors. I do ceremony all the time. I run women's circles. That's a goddess ritual ceremony. I do weddings. That's a ceremony. I do mother blessings when the person is pregnant and I bless the womb and bless the motherhood, the initiation. That's a ceremony. I've done baby blessings ceremony. I've done celebrations of life ceremony. Every single day I walk is a sacred ceremony. So once I let my ego calm down and realize that, hey, no more playing small. I have to show up. Because if I don't show up, you can't find me. And my bloodline is Latina. My father's from Colombia, Barranquilla, from the coast. And he's mixed in the indigenous and Colombia blood. So he's darker skin. It has an afro when he does let his hair grow. And my mother's from Ecuador, Ambato, where there's so much indigenous. And she has that in her bloodline. So I am a curandera. I am a sacred medicine woman. I am a healer. I am a visionary. I am a space holder. I am a ceremonialist. And I know you've seen me as this for so long. I've been doing healing work for 20 years. But to me, it's like a renewal. It's like a rebirth. It's like a celebration. Owning myself fully. Not playing small. So I made an acronym for the word brag. Because my ego self was like, hey, if you share these success stories with other people, they're going to think you're bragging. They're going to think like, oh yeah, look at her. She has over 130 Google reviews. Oh, she does all this stuff, whatever. But no, I'm going to show up and start sharing my success stories in video format instead of just copy and pasting my Google reviews and my stories. Because then you can hear the story. I'm a storyteller too. I'm a mother of four. And I'm a devoted wife of 27 years of my high school sweetheart. I had a premonition of him at 15. And I met him at 17. Yes. This being of who you see here wasn't born just this past month. Even though we're renewing and growing and we're shifting all the way, all the time. I've been walking with spirit since a child. I've been getting premonitions. I've been getting visions since a child. But I let my religion, fear, and program scare me. And now I'm reclaiming my powers. I'm reclaiming my full spectrum goddess. I am calling my soul fragments fully here in this timeline to be present here with you now. So thank you for being here. So my acronym for BRAG is Be Real Authentic Goddess. How dare we hide because we don't want to seem too much? For me anyways, why am I hiding? It's not a brag in a negative way. It's a being real, authentic goddess. So I can encourage you to show up in your glory, to show up in your presence, to show up with your sacred medicine. So it feels so good to own parts of me that I allow to hide fully. Even though I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm a Reiki master. I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I do this. I do that. Past life regression. Oh my goodness. Another amazing miracle that just happened recently. I was doing healing, hands-on healing, Reiki and Rise for a client. And then all of a sudden I got a vision and I saw her. My past life was from India, and she had a baby that was dying in her arms. And I saw her putting honey in the baby's mouth. And then after the healing session, I told her, this is a vision of God. I think this is from a past life. And she was like giving me so much confirmation because she had an experience through a meditation where she saw herself as a past life having babies that died. And I said, it's so weird that I saw like your past life give baby honey because you're not supposed to give honey to babies. And she said, actually, in my culture, because she's actually from India as well. So the past life was from India, but also in this reality. She goes, that's the first thing you're supposed to give babies is honey. I'm like, what? How do I know this? So I don't claim to be a medium because, no, I don't talk to dead people all the time. I'm a clairvoyant. I'm a medicine woman. I'm a curandera. I hear from the angels. I hear from the goddesses. I hear from God. I hear from my higher self. I hear from my ancestors. I get my ancestors visiting me, my visions and my dreams. And okay, this is 11 minutes. There's so much I can share. But for now, this is a mini podcast episode, a tiny, tiny version. I love you. I see you. Remember to show up. Own your magic. I'll end it with this. It was hard for me to accept compliments in my goddess circles. Everyone, even in my Reiki classes, everyone's praising me and saying, Natalia, you saved me with this and that. You helped me with this. You inspired me. Da-da-da. Natalia, this, Natalia, that. You're so amazing. This and that. And I felt this little resistance. I wasn't allowing it to land in my heart. I felt this resistance of, I had to compliment them now. I had to say something. And that was my inner child not wanting to be seen. She didn't want to be seen. My abandoned Natalia felt like that's too much attention. I can't accept it all. So I was like doing that, like continuously letting it bounce off. And then I went to see Parangi in the fall. He came to Toronto and he's an amazing artist. The jungle energy of the Amazon, beautiful prayer rituals and sacred instruments. And when I went and I hugged him and I complimented him, he grabbed his hand and he went like this. Thank you. And when I seen him do that, it was like, wow, I can receive like that. I can put my hand in my heart and I can say thank you. And I leave you with that. Receive compliments. Be real, authentic goddess. Show up fully in your glory. Accept the love. You're worthy. Allow things to land in your heart. You're ready to be seen. You're ready to share your light with the world. So next time someone compliments you or next time you have something and you want to share and celebrate, those that love you will celebrate with you. They honor you. They see you. Those that want to write negative things and they're trolls and they want to say all these critical things, they're not aligned to love. And let that just wash away. Like Dr. Sue says, those that mind don't matter. Those that matter don't mind. So I love you. I see you. And thank you for being here today. Sending you so much love. Until next time.